Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
For most of his life, he had been the kind of person who noticed things other people ignored. Not in some mystical way. He didn't think he was psychic, and he certainly didn't go around talking about ghosts or energies or any of the other things people used to explain experiences they couldn't fully understand. But strange moments had followed him often enough over the years that he had stopped dismissing them completely. Small things, mostly. Hearing someone call his name when no one was there. Catching movement in reflections that disappeared when he turned around. Once, as a kid, he woke in the middle of the night, convinced someone had been standing beside his bed, watching him sleep. His parents brushed it off as nightmares, and eventually, he did too. Mostly. By his 20s, he had settled into an uneasy compromise with those experiences. He neither chased them nor fully denied them. If something strange happened, he noticed it, thought about it for a while, and eventually let it go. At least, until the walks started. At the time, he worked nights stocking shelves at a grocery store on the edge of town. The schedule wrecked his sleep. Some mornings, he would collapse into bed immediately after work, but most nights he came home exhausted and somehow still unable to shut his brain off. The apartment felt claustrophobic after midnight, too quiet in a way that made every thought seem louder. So he started walking. The neighborhood near his apartment was older and mostly residential, filled with duplexes, narrow side streets, and small businesses that closed early. After 1 or 2 in the morning, the entire area emptied out almost completely. Traffic lights changed for nobody. Porch televisions flickered behind curtains. Sprinklers hissed softly across dark lawns while the rest of the city slept. The walks became routine. Some nights he wandered for an hour. Other nights he stayed out until sunrise, moving through the empty streets with headphones in and his hood pulled tight against the cold. Walking helped settle his thoughts in a way sleep never seemed to anymore. Over time, he began noticing how different the city felt after everyone else disappeared. Not dangerous exactly, just thinner somehow. As though the normal world relaxed after midnight and allowed other things to move more freely through it. That thought embarrassed him enough that he never said it out loud, and still, he couldn't shake it. One night, after another long shift and another failed attempt at sleep, he found himself sitting alone outside the apartment building just before 2 in the morning. The streets were empty except for the distant glow of headlights moving somewhere several blocks away. For reasons he still could not fully explain later, his thoughts drifted toward all the strange moments he had spent years trying not to think about. and sitting there alone in the dark, exhausted enough that the world already felt slightly unreal around the edges, he made a quiet decision. If there really was something out there, he wanted to know. Not because he expected anything specific to happen. He was simply tired of spending years half pretending those experiences had never happened while secretly wondering if they had meant something. So before starting his walk, he closed his eyes briefly and let the thought settle fully in his mind. If something was there, he was willing to notice it. That was all. Nothing happened at first. The streets looked the same as they always did. The same dim streetlights, the same quiet houses, the same occasional sound of distant traffic moving somewhere beyond the neighborhood. But as he walked farther from the apartment, a strange awareness slowly settled over him. Not fear. Expectation. The feeling became stronger, block by block, difficult to explain except as the certainty that he was no longer entirely alone. Several times he caught himself glancing over his shoulder without knowing why. The neighborhood suddenly felt unusually still, as though the normal background noise of the city had withdrawn slightly. Then he saw the laundromat. It sat on the corner several blocks ahead, closed for the night with only a few dim fluorescent lights still glowing inside. Most of the chairs had been stacked upside down on tables, and the pale lighting behind the windows made the entire place feel strangely hollow. At first, he almost walked past it without thinking. Then he noticed the figure standing near the back row of washing machines. Even from across the street, something about it felt wrong immediately. It stood too still. Not motionless in the ordinary sense, more like something posed into place, held there with unnatural precision. People shifted their weight without realizing it. They moved their heads slightly. They reacted unconsciously to the world around them. This figure did none of those things. He slowed without meaning to. The reflections on the glass made details difficult to see clearly, but he could tell the figure was facing him directly. It looked young, dressed plainly enough to blend into the surroundings, if not for the stillness. He should have kept walking. Instead, almost automatically, he gave a small nod while passing the window. The figure reacted immediately. It tilted its head slightly as though surprised. Then it stepped forward. For several seconds, neither of them moved. He stood on the sidewalk outside the laundromat while the figure remained just inside the pale, fluorescent glow near the washing machines. The distance between them was not very far, separated only by glass and an empty row of parking spaces, but the stillness inside the building made everything feel strangely stretched and unreal. The figure continued watching him, not in a threatening way exactly. If anything, the attention felt uncertain, almost cautious. And that unsettled him far more than outright aggression would have. There was something deeply unnatural about the way it observed him, as though it had encountered an unexpected problem and was trying to understand how to respond to it. Then it began moving toward the front windows, slowly. The motion broke whatever strange hesitation had settled over him, and he turned immediately, continuing down the sidewalk while forcing himself not to look back too quickly. At first, he convinced himself the interaction was over, that whatever he had seen inside the laundromat had simply reacted to being acknowledged by a stranger in the middle of the night. Then he heard footsteps behind him, not close enough to suggest pursuit and not hurried in any obvious way, but steady enough that he became aware of them immediately against the silence of the neighborhood. The streets around him remained almost completely empty, the kind of deep nighttime quiet where even small sounds carried farther than they should. He crossed the next intersection before finally glancing back. The figure had left the laundromat and now stood beneath a streetlight nearly half a block behind him, completely motionless, except for the faint angle of its head. Even at that distance, the posture felt wrong. People naturally shifted their weight while standing still. They adjusted their shoulders, moved their arms slightly, reacted unconsciously to discomfort or cold. This figure held itself too carefully. He turned forward again and picked up his pace slightly, more unsettled now than afraid. Several seconds later, the footsteps behind him quickened too. Not immediately, a moment later, as though the figure had first needed to observe the change before responding to it. That detail frightened him, more than anything else so far. The behavior did not feel random. It felt studied. Deliberate in a way he could not fully explain, but immediately recognized on instinct. He tried forcing himself toward rational explanations. Maybe it was someone intoxicated, someone mentally unwell, someone intentionally mimicking him for reasons he did not understand. But none of those explanations settled comfortably in his mind. He turned down a narrower residential street lined with parked cars and older duplexes. Several of the streetlights along the block had burned out long ago, leaving long stretches of darkness beneath the trees overhead. The footsteps continued behind him at the same measured pace, never rushing, never falling farther away. When he looked back again, near the middle of the block, the figure had stopped beneath the last working streetlight at the corner. For the first time, he saw its face clearly enough to understand why everything about it felt so deeply wrong. The features were almost normal, that was the problem. The eyes sat slightly too wide apart. The mouth carried the shape of an uncertain smile, not fully convincing, as though someone had attempted to recreate a human expression without understanding the emotion behind it. Even standing perfectly still, the face carried the unsettling impression of something assembled from observation rather than instinct. Then he noticed something worse. The figure was copying him, and not perfectly, but closely enough that once he recognized it, he could no longer ignore it. One shoulder hung lower in the same way his own did when he walked tired. The angle of its head matched the way he had been studying it earlier. Even the slight movement of one hand near its pocket mirrored his own posture from moments before. The figure lifted its chin slightly then, repeating the same small nod he had given outside the laundromat. Fear settled into him fully after that. Until then, he had still been trying to explain the encounter away, trying to force it into something understandable. But standing there beneath the streetlight, repeating his own behavior back to him with that same strained approximation of a human expression, the figure no longer felt like a person behaving strangely. It felt like something trying very hard to appear human. He turned immediately and walked faster. The footsteps behind him resumed again several seconds later, still calm and measured, maintaining distance while never fully falling behind. That restraint somehow made the situation worse. If the figure had chased him openly, the fear would have become simpler, easier to understand. Instead, it followed with patient concentration, like something studying a reaction rather than attempting an attack. The apartment building finally appeared ahead beneath the dim security light near the entrance, and relief hit him so suddenly it almost hurt. He crossed the street quickly, fumbling briefly with his keys before finally getting the front door open. The moment he stepped inside, he locked the door behind him and stood motionless in the hallway listening. Nothing followed. No footsteps approached outside, no shadow crossed the narrow window beside the entrance. After several long seconds, he forced himself to look anyway. The street was empty. For a while, he remained there trying to slow his breathing while the ordinary sounds of the building gradually settled around him. Somewhere upstairs, pipes groaned softly behind the walls. A television murmured faintly through another tenant's apartment. The normalcy of those sounds helped pull him slowly back toward himself. Eventually, embarrassment began replacing panic as he was exhausted after all. He worked nights, slept badly, and spent too much time alone wandering empty neighborhoods at hours when the mind naturally played tricks on itself. The longer he sat in his apartment afterward, the more he convinced himself the encounter had been distorted by exhaustion and isolation. By sunrise, he almost believed that explanation completely. Until the following night. He noticed the figure before he even left work. The grocery store sat near the edge of a mostly abandoned shopping center surrounded by wide stretches of empty parking lot. By the time his shift ended, just after 1:30 in the morning, nearly every surrounding business had already gone dark. He stepped outside, pulling on his jacket, and immediately stopped walking. The figure stood beneath one of the parking lot lights near the far edge of the property, waiting for him. For a moment, he simply stood there outside the grocery store, staring across the parking lot. The figure remained beneath the light near the edge of the property, motionless except for the faint tilt of its head. Distance softened the details of its face, but he recognized the posture immediately. The same careful stillness, the same unnatural patience. A wave of exhaustion moved through him so heavily, he almost laughed. Part of him had spent the entire day trying to convince himself the encounter outside the laundromat had not been real. Or at least, not as strange as he remembered it. Sleep deprivation could do strange things to the brain. Isolation could distort ordinary interactions into something threatening. He had repeated those explanations to himself often enough that they had almost begun to feel believable. Now the figure was standing in the parking lot before he had even left work, watching him. He considered going back inside the store and waiting until sunrise. The idea crossed his mind seriously for several seconds, but something stopped him. Pride, maybe, or curiosity. The same curiosity that had made him acknowledge the figure in the first place. Instead, he started walking home. The figure did not move immediately. It waited until he reached the sidewalk near the edge of the parking lot before beginning to follow. The pattern repeated itself over the next several nights. The figure always remained at a distance and never openly threatened him. But it appeared often enough that he eventually stopped questioning whether the encounters were real. Sometimes he saw it standing beneath streetlights before he consciously noticed it, as though part of his mind had already begun searching for it automatically the moment he stepped outside. Other times he would walk several blocks before realizing the footsteps behind him had returned again, keeping the same measured rhythm they always did. Its restraint carried intention, patience, the uncomfortable sense that it was studying him rather than pursuing him outright. More than once he changed direction suddenly or crossed streets unexpectedly, just to test whether the figure would follow. It always did, though never immediately. A few moments later, it would mirror the change, as though first observing the decision before choosing to repeat it. Over time, he began noticing something else. At first, the differences were subtle enough that he questioned whether he imagined them. The posture no longer looked quite as rigid. The movements flowed more naturally than they had during that first night outside the laundromat. Even the face seemed less obviously wrong when glimpsed beneath passing streetlights. It was learning. That realization unsettled him so deeply that he stopped taking walks for several days altogether. For a while, staying inside helped. Nothing appeared outside his apartment windows. No footsteps echoed through the hallway outside his door. Gradually, the fear began dulling around the edges, worn down by routine and exhaustion. He returned to work, came home, watched television until sunrise, and tried forcing his life back into something normal. Then one night, he saw the figure before he even stepped outside. It stood across the street from the apartment building beside the bus stop bench, waiting. The moment he noticed it, the figure straightened slightly, recognizing him. He froze behind the apartment lobby window while the cold feeling spread slowly through his chest. The figure looked more natural now than it had weeks earlier. Someone passing it on the street might not immediately notice anything wrong at all. But he noticed. The smile still lingered slightly too long. The eyes remained fixed too carefully. And the stillness, that terrible, unnatural stillness, never fully disappeared. He stopped walking entirely after that. The apartment began shrinking around him over the following weeks. Work and home became the only places he allowed himself to exist. Sleep worsened. Every time headlights moved across his blinds at night, he found himself checking the window before he could stop himself. Sometimes the figure was there. Not every night, but often enough that he stopped feeling relief when he did not see it. It would stand beneath the streetlight across from the building or near the corner of the parking lot behind the grocery store, always distant and always watching with that same quiet concentration. Then came the night that finally broke whatever remained of his denial. He had fallen asleep accidentally on the couch sometime near dawn, with the television still on low volume. When he woke, the apartment was dim with early morning light filtering through the blinds. At first, nothing seemed wrong, and then he noticed the front door unlocked as he sat up immediately, fully awake now. He always locked the door. Always. The deadbolt still hung, turned open above the handle. A cold heaviness settled through him as he crossed the apartment slowly, checking the windows, the kitchen, and the bathroom. Nothing appeared disturbed. Nothing was missing. The apartment remained exactly as he had left it. Except for one thing. The chair beside the window had been moved. Normally, it sat angled toward the television near the couch. Now it faced the blinds, as though someone had been sitting there looking outside. He stood motionless in the middle of the apartment, staring at it while a terrible realization slowly formed in his mind. The figure was no longer following him. It was anticipating him. That thought changed everything. Until then, part of him had continued treating the encounters like a strange haunting attached to certain streets or certain hours of the night. But the apartment had always remained separate from it, a place where he could still convince himself he was safe once the door locked behind him. Now that separation felt gone. The fear that followed became exhausting in a different way than panic. It settled quietly into his routines. He stopped sleeping deeply. He stopped listening to music while walking home from work because he needed to hear everything around him. More than once, he caught himself scanning crowds automatically during daylight hours, searching for the familiar shape of the figure before remembering it had never appeared during the day. Only at night, only when he was alone. Several weeks later, near the beginning of spring, he left work just after rain had passed through the city. The figure was already waiting near the entrance to the parking lot, but something was different this time. It was standing incorrectly. At first, he could not understand what he meant by that. Then he realized the posture looked familiar in a way it never had before. The figure stood exactly like him, one shoulder slightly lower, hands resting near the pockets, head tilted down against the cold. Not imitation anymore. Recognition. The figure began walking toward him slowly across the wet pavement. For the first time, it was closing the distance on purpose. He backed away instinctively, heart hammering hard enough now that he could feel it in his throat. The parking lot around them remained completely empty, the rain muting the world into silence except for the soft sound of footsteps crossing water. The figure kept approaching, closer, closer, until finally, beneath the pale spill of the parking lot lights, he saw its face clearly one last time. It looked almost exactly like his own now, not perfect, close enough. And when it spoke, the voice that came out sounded like someone attempting to recreate his voice from memory. "Thank you," it said softly. Then the parking lot lights flickered once, and the figure was gone.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply. Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app.
Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.